Welcome back to a fresh year full of Smack Hospitality. My name is Lisa and this is my first break time episode. Today we have Nick Cavanaugh joining us. He is the founder and CEO of Sensible Weather. We will talk about how he created a weather protection company out of his passion for the outdoors and his science background, and how he envisions Sensible's weather guarantee product to have a great influence on the hospitality industry. Enjoy the show. Welcome, Nick. It's great to have you on the show. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
Awesome. And where are you joining us from today?
I am in sunny Los Angeles in the neighborhood of Venice, California.
Lucky you. But probably very different to Berlin weather right now and Berlin winter. But okay, so how do you usually spend your breaks?
My breaks coming yes. up here. I'm actually going to a nearby ski resort on Friday, Mammoth Lakes. So I'm a big skier and snowboarder. Love traveling, love the outdoors, both in my personal life as well as, you know, centered around my career and my professional life.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds good. And then is that in California or do you have to travel further?
It is. It's in California. It's about 5 hours away, sort of 2 hours south of Lake Tahoe, very, very near to Yosemite National Park.
Nice. Well, that is very funny to have like the sunny weather right now and probably pretty warm and then go skiing for your break.
Yeah. It'll be very cold and hopefully snowy.
Would you share some more information about like your career path or like just give us your career path in a nutshell?
Sure. So I started down this path. So I was as an engineer in undergrad and ended up going directly into grad school for climate science. So from 2010 to 2014, I did a master's and a PhD as a climate scientist, focused on atmospheric physics and dynamics, effectively weather predictability. How do you predict things? How do you observe things? How do you measure things? Went on to a postdoctoral research position at a Department of Energy National Lab, Lawrence Berkeley Lab, where I worked with a team there focused on understanding weather extremes. So these are, you know, lay terms, things like hurricanes, atmospheric rivers, windstorms, tornadoes, understanding how to model these things, observe these things, figure out what their probabilities of happening are, as well as how those probabilities change in a future climate. So the idea is, you know, weather and climate are interlinked. Weather is the thing that impacts people's lives, but we hear a lot about climate change. So the question is, what is climate change doing to the weather?
Wow, very, very interesting.
Beyond that, 2016, I went into commodities trading, weather-focused commodities trading in particular. So energy trading focused on natural gas and wholesale electricity. I was in that field for about 3 years and finally left in 2018 to start Sensible in late 2019. What Sensible does is, at our core, we're a weather and climate data platform, and we use that platform to make predictions about people's trips. You know, when somebody is going, say, on vacation to Hawaii, or they're going skiing this weekend, we essentially evaluate all of the odds of various weather things that could happen, regardless of whether it's tomorrow or next year. And we build a forecast around that that allows us to predict the odds of something bad happening. So we predict the odds of something good happening, of course, that's the trip that you want. But the odds of something bad happening, or we're able to figure out what those odds are and ultimately build a product around it that we call a weather guarantee, which automatically reimburses consumers when they're on that trip in destination and they, you know, draw the short stick and get bad weather on their trip.
How did you come from, and please excuse that expression, but like a science geek to the hospitality side?
Very much a science geek at heart. Everything we do is based on science. Also, as I said at the beginning, an avid outdoorsman, outdoor enthusiast, and in particular, skier. So this idea originally came about, I was living in New York City. Obviously no skiing in New York City. There is some mountains within driving range, but they're not very good. So oftentimes I would travel. And you would be booking trips, you know, let's call it 3 weeks in advance to you know, much longer, where you're trying to understand, you know, far in advance where to go to get the conditions that you want. So the original idea was, you know, I'm very, very good at forecasting stuff. wow, this would be a great product for destination skiers. Mm-hmm. Figure out where to go in advance. And then, oh, well, you know, give a forecast. That'd be a great service. But wouldn't it be really cool if we paid somebody back if we were wrong? So mm-hmm. that was the original idea. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, started thinking more deeply about that idea in travel and hospitality generally. And it's like, okay, skiing, sure, that's a very, you know, valid global application. But it's really the same thing with any trip that you take, whether mm-hmm. it's you're going to the beach or you're going golfing or you want to go to Disneyland. Effectively, it's about you're booking ahead where there's lots of uncertainty about what weather you might experience on the ground. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, you need to make a decision, you know, so long as you're not making it the day before under very uncertain conditions. Can we build a product that helps people understand that uncertainty and then protect against it?
Very cool. And I mean, everybody likes to have a bit of a guarantee going on vacation, because I mean, you don't want to go skiing and then not have snow or too much or too little or anything like that, or the beach vacation and then it rains the whole time. So yeah, very, very cool. Very interesting to get people or give people another insurance and another reason to book. Which brings me to my next question. What is your mission and your vision behind Sensible Weather or Weather Guarantee?
Yeah, I mean, so when I started this, you know, as a climate scientist going back almost 15 years now, working in the field of climate science before climate science is the thing that it is today, and that people are realizing how much it plays a role in their everyday lives, I was kind of seeing, it's like, you know, let's call it 2018, particularly in the hospitality space, nobody was talking about it. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, as a scientist, you know, domain scientist that had then moved into a career as a professional, actually utilizing that science for real world applications, I was kind of looking at the hospitality sector, which is, you know, first of all, gigantic. It's a mm-hmm. you know, massive, massive global market, but massively impacted by the weather. And I just thought, wow, you know, this is really a matter of time, before people start to realize, and you know, things start to get weird and they're like, is this linked? You know, should I be going to this place at this time of year? So, you know, really the sort of mission behind Sensible was, and I guess finally, you know, basically everybody travels, which is sort of the key thing. I wanted to bring the science that I'm so passionate about and I've worked on for a long time to the masses. You know, I wanted to build something that was very, very broadly applicable. They would utilize this fantastic base of science that scientists have been creating for decades and essentially bring it to the surface and allow people to engage with it in an intuitive way. So that was sort of, you know, my personal mission is, you know, finding a broad application where everyday people can experience the science behind, you know, what we model at big government labs. But then beyond that, yeah, as an avid, you know, outdoor enthusiast, is sort of also writing on the wall where, you know, if people become afraid to travel because of uncertainty, sort of stifled by uncertainty, that's very not good. It's not good for the travel and hospitality industry, and it's not good for people. So my whole ethos is like, you know, if people stop traveling, you know, it's, what are we doing here? If people stop being curious and wanting to explore, you know, what a fantastic loss. So I also really wanted to basically, you know, build a product to encourage people to go explore and to go see new things and meet new people. And you know, that's kind of the core of, you know, the ethos of Sensible is really getting people traveling, getting people booking, going to new places, experiencing new things.
Amazing. And putting just like the scientific side to practical use. I really like that. And giving them many, many more options. I think that is really amazing. Maybe we can do a little case study. Let's take the Berlin weather right now. Just as an example, and pretend there is a hotel that would like to offer a Berlin Winter Wonderland Christmas market package, something like that, for their guests. How would it work?
Okay, so let's walk through this. Ideal solution as I'm imagining this. You want a winter wonderland, you want the ground to be snowy. So it must have snowed, let's say, sometime in the last 5 days. This is not a product that we offer today, but if I would build something hypothetically for this situation and have it be comprehensive, yes. I'll walk you through that. So we would essentially look at data, snow data in Berlin, both forecasts as well as historical, to understand how often it has snowed in the last 5 days. So every day of your trip, say, what's the probability that it snowed in the last 5 days? What's the probability that it hasn't snowed in the last 5 days? It means, ground's going to be either bare and dry, or it's going to be damp and rainy or whatever. So we'd figure out what the odds of snow in the last 5 days and no snow in the last 5 days is. Where no snow is that's the thing that you're trying to protect against. So say that probability is 2%. We would say, okay, there's a 2% chance that you're not going to get what you want here. We can build effectively a guarantee product around that 2% odds to say, if you pay a certain amount of money, north of 2% of your booking, to ensure that we make money on average. If that 2% probability realizes it hasn't snowed in the last 5 days, we would reimburse you for your trip. Perhaps you would buy that when you're booking your hotel. So that would be sort of a comprehensive coverage for the 7-day trip that you're taking to Berlin, where if it hasn't snowed in the last 5 days, we'll reimburse you for the night of the hotel. Okay, that said, maybe you want to be going to a Christmas Carol thing or whatever from noon to 3 p.m. one of the days. And while you want it to have snowed in the last 5 days, you really don't want it to be snowing while you're there, because that then it's cold and it's snowy and it's a blizzard. So we can conversely evaluate the odds that it will snow between the hours of noon and 3 p.m. At the location of this caroling festival or whatever it is. And again, say that those odds are 2%. We can again build a product that would automatically reimburse you for the tickets to the caroling festival, whatever you spent, if it happens to be snowing during those 3 hours. And perhaps that product, which should be analogous to a ticket insurance product, you would buy on the website where you're buying tickets to the caroling festival.
I have to admit, I think this is mind-blowing how you connect the data part and then can predict so certain. So you do cover a whole trip or a whole day, a night at a hotel, and also you cover single activities and time frames, which I think is also very consumer and client sided, so very much of interest for them. Very, very cool. But while the weather becomes more unpredictable, you also mentioned it in the beginning with the climate change, everything is changing a bit. Back in the days in Berlin, we had a lot of snow. Now it's rather rare. The technology advances, you have more tools to gather the data, to get the data, all of that. Where will this whole thing be in 5 years?
So where I would like Sensible to go is, so right now, we're sold as an ancillary add-on. People choose to opt into a weather guarantee like they would choose to opt into travel insurance. I would like to build, so the way our product works, it's completely data-driven. So there's no claims process. When somebody is owed money, we literally send them a text. We know it's snowing. We're at the caroling festival. And this is not what you wanted. Click here to get your money. Because of this seamlessness, the zero claims process, and our ability to do this proactively, I think the weather guarantee service at its core being built in to things that you purchase, such that you don't know you have it, but when you have a bad experience, you're automatically reimbursed. I would really like to see Sensible go there. I think that when you opt into something, you have high expectations about what you're purchasing and how you expect it to work. We meet those expectations or exceed those expectations, but it's challenging. We basically have to build a perfect product that somebody is acknowledging, I'm willing to pay for this and I want it to work exactly how I want it to work. That said, the flip side of that, if things are built in, and especially if you don't know you have this coverage or you don't have a full understanding of what you have, but you get this surprise and delight in the moment where your experience is dampened by the weather, what a great way to change an experience. I think if this type of thing, whether it's a full reimbursement for your tickets to the caroling festival or just a couple of bucks to go buy a hot cocoa, the idea of changing around people's experiences, like live and at scale, really, really appeals to me. Mm-hmm. You know, that's when you think about, like, you know, at least with respect to the weather, this is no bad trips. I'd really like to see Sensible go there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we do a little matchmaking here as well. And for your vision, is there any connection that you could use, or is there anything you're looking for? This would be the moment to do a little shout out. Is there anything that would help you to let that vision come to life?
Yeah. So the sort of buzzword about our business is we're embedded. What that means is we require our partners to distribute. We do not sell a product direct to consumers. We partner mm-hmm. with merchants and software platforms to get our product out there, whether it's sold as an add-on as it is today or down the line bundled with a hotel room rate. Mm-hmm. So because of that, we essentially need to find partners that have lots of weather impacted bookings. Of course, things like golf and ski and beach vacations, these are the obvious things that come to mind, but we're continuously unearthing new applications every day. You know, when you think about like all the things that you could bring, whitewater rafting, whatever it is,
sailing,
sure, absolutely. Surfing, whatever. Yes. These are the types of partners that we're trying to find. Travel is, people like to do, when they travel, they like to do so many things. It's like, could you imagine mind mapping all of the things that people could be doing outside? It's just too big. So, we really need people to come to us and say, we think your product would be great for us because, and then we would then partner with those merchants. So any merchants that are out there that have, weather impacted bookings, weather impacted destinations,
yes.
Weather makes for cranky customers, reach out to us.
Any ski resorts or yacht charters Absolutely. Or anything like that, feel free to
Absolutely.
Click the link. Awesome. Okay. Last but not least, we have another little tradition at break time, and that is a little open question drawn from our cookie jar. and for you, and it's also like a sentence to finish, my next destination I will travel to because of Sensible weather is?
Patagonia. That's what comes to mind. Yes.
Fun.
I suppose the reason I say that, I've been to Patagonia, but the weather there is just as fickle as everybody says it is. My wife and I went there on honeymoon. We were down by a lake. It was beautiful and sunny and warm. We then hiked to the top of a glacier, and it was a blizzard. So it is, the weather is that variable. And I think, Sensible would be perfect for a trip like that.
Okay. Nick, it was absolutely great to have you on the show. Thank you very much for sharing all your details and telling us more about Sensible weather. Enjoy your ski trip. I hope you have a great break and lots of fun skiing. Anybody who tuned in, thank you as well. Stay a fan of SMAC. Hit the following buttons on all of our social media channels and never miss an update again. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on.